Hello, everyone, and welcome to the See Coley podcast. My name is Zari Wilson, and I'm here today with my co-host, Britt. And this is episode 12. This is our last episode for season one. I can't believe that we're here already. Wow, it's been super fun journey, lots of learning. And so today we just want to take a moment to reflect on all the things that we've learned here on this journey, talk about some of the highlights of this season and what we hope for mm-hmm. for season two. But before we hop into that, I just want to take a moment to say hi to my co-host and ask Britt, how are you doing for our normal check-in that we do here?
Yes, I'm doing good. I mean, it's so beautiful here in Texas. I mean, the sky is always blue, and I feel like it's nice that the sky is blue when it's cooler. Over the summer, it feels like a problem because the sun has no clouds to keep you from burning from the heat. But when you look outside, it just looks so beautiful. And so I feel good. Work has been busy, especially as we're about to head into the holidays. There's a lot of events and stuff that are on my plate to plan. So I'm excited about that, but it's a new challenge. It's a new role. So I'm doing good though. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to respond. I feel like every time we check in, you tell me about the weather. And that's like, I completely understand now that I've been to Texas. Like, the weather is a big thing. Y'all, I was going to sleep a lot when I was with Brittany. She's like, I'm going to drive around my lake so you can see it. I'm like, so cool. Great. Let's do it. And then within
sis was sleep
minutes, I was gone, guys. My eyes were closed. She was like, she looked over to me. She said, sis, I'm not driving around. I've seen this. I'm driving around for you. And you're asleep.
For you.
I was like, girl, I didn't even notice I was asleep. And that sun was just taking everything out of me. So I know y'all need some clouds over there. Yes, I'm doing well. We just released our dating episode. And guys, I want y'all to know we were fighting for our lives for that episode in every way imaginable, from technology issues, microphones, capturing every single thing. Literally, when we finished recording that episode, all of our mics had picked up on each other. So I was going through and editing out all the echoes and all the different things. The day that I was trying to edit the podcast, the website was completely down, couldn't do anything there. So I'm talking like, I was like, Lord, either this is not it and you don't like this episode, or this must be really good. And going back and listening through, I think a big concern of mine was feeling so exposed. Like, I didn't even, I guess, like, you realize you do a podcast and I guess you just don't even realize that people are actually listening to the podcast. And we have conversations with people and they already know things. They're like, what's your updates? And I tell them my updates and they already know them because they listen. It's really an interesting experience. I'm like, I don't really mind it so much with my friends, but I feel like I think while
strangers
know. Yeah, while I was dating and doing everything, I was like, you know way more about me than I know about you. And that's a little awkward. But I've been doing good. I've been settling back into Georgia since my trip with Britt in Texas and just having some time to be reflective about the podcast and getting to see family again and celebrating. My sister is about to welcome a new baby. Super excited for her. And so like planning out a couple of things to celebrate. My niece that's on the way. I'm getting to grab a meal with my other older sister, Brittany. That was special. We got to have like our first one-on-one hangout. My sister's name is Brittany, just like Britt on the podcast. But we got to have our first like one-on-one hangout in a really long time, because when you're a mom, it's hard to kind of get away from people. And so it was really nice and special for us to like just go grab tea together and just be in each other's presence. And I'm probably turning her into a boba tea obsessed person as well. So happy to welcome her into the group. You have to stack your coins before you join that committee of boba tea obsession, because it will take all your money. It really will. But enough about all of that. I'm just telling y'all my whole life. I guess I've gotten comfortable now that we're at episode 12.
And now people know a no more intimate thing about you, that you are a boba tea fan. And so now people are going to
really
invite you out for boba tea.
If you really know the truth, I actually don't like boba.
Tea.
Yeah, I really say boba tea to make people like just understand what I'm saying. But I really just love the fruit teas at the boba tea shop, like the passion fruit, dragon fruit, kiwi. Like those are actually my jam. But I just say boba tea because I don't feel like explaining all of that. But yes, if you want to get to know me, ask me for tea and I'm there. Okay. I will be present.
She's sort of there because what Zari isn't saying is that she's very particular about her fruit tea places. So you can offer suggestions, but sis may be like, no, not that one, which I have been known to do, offer suggestions. And she's like, no, that's not a good one. She just knows by looking at the pictures, y'all. And so I'm like, you know what, girl, you tell me where you want to go then.
Yes. We'll and go. I have a theory. I have a theory by the type of cups that they have, if they're a good tea shop or not. So if you want to hear more about that, it's not relevant to Seeking Holiness. But if you want to know about that and you're interested in seeking good tea, yes, I'm your girl. And not like gossip tea, like actual, you know, tea. As we're taking time, as we're feeling so comfortable here, I just want to take a moment to ask you, Britt, where are you right now as you're reflecting on the podcast? What have been some highs and some lows in these really last few months, really 6 months, because we started recording our first episode in April. So yeah, what have been some highs and lows for you through this journey?
Man, some of my highs have just been being able to do these podcasts together and do it with friends. I think I have had so much fun bringing my friends, bringing guests onto the podcast and having these conversations, because they are conversations that we have had in our friendship groups before, just the two of us. Like, these are not things that we are just kind of talking off the side of our neck about. Like, these are real things that we have wrestled with and are wrestling with. And so to be able to have my friends on the podcast and laugh and make it seem like we're all in the same room. Sometimes we're in the same room, like the last dating podcast, and sometimes we're not. But being able to have those guests have been a definite highlight over the last couple of months on the podcast. I think one of the hard things about being on the podcast, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, is this level of exposure, right? Being on these platforms, inviting people into your story or your life, and they may not know you, maybe they do. And that has been very difficult for me. I am definitely someone that is a very open person. And anyone that has met me in real life knows that I will share my whole life story. Like, I'm having deep conversations on day one, you know, and really connecting with people on that level. But to be on this kind of platform and to be sharing and to be talking and not really seeing the other person on the other end has been very, very challenging for me. And so while I have been blessed by the opportunities to be able to have these conversations, it has not come without some uncomfortability, okay? So that's kind of been my feelings about the podcast so far. What about you?
Yeah. Before I answer about me, I just feel like, one, I'm just so grateful that you said yes to doing this. And so for those of you guys who don't know, Britt is not, she's not going to just hop on to anything that requires a platform. She loves serving behind the scenes. Anything behind the scenes, it is her jam.
ETS.
She thrives. Mm-hmm. She's worked with a lot of good ministries. And she will do the work on the back end. But like coming up and taking a stage, taking a platform, she's often talked about how she's gifted in that area, but it wasn't something she navigated towards wanting to do. And so I don't take it lightly, Britt, that you've said yes to this. And I don't even think this podcast would truly even exist right now if it wasn't for you just saying, listening to the dream and saying, yes, I want to partner with that. And so for that, I truly honor you. And I know you're like, when we talk to our friends, Britt's like, I really just truly just show up and then Zari takes care of all the other stuff. But that's, like, I feel like your, I feel like your presence fuels me. And I think accountability, we talk about that with our community, like our community podcast and all that different stuff. But I feel like accountability really brings about action. And I'm someone who really thrives off having connection, accountability, someone checking in, someone I can like bounce ideas off of, like someone who's in it with me. And like, even with editing for this dating episode that we just released, there were so many challenges. At one point I was like, let's just scrap it. Let's re-record it, all the different things. And like, there was a chance we weren't going to be able to release it on Tuesday. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we dropped the episode way later than usual because of the website errors and all the different things. And just being able to call you and be like, oh, I'm feeling stressed, or text you like, oh, this is not working. Like, just having someone in it with me, keeping me grounded, letting me know like, the viewers, listeners, people are not going to hate me if I don't post on Tuesday, even if I really want to post on Tuesday, has been mm-hmm. so comforting. And just your wisdom, the guests that you've brought on, you have blessed me. Like going back and like a big thing for us, and now I'm starting to answer the question, is this has been a huge learning curve. Like technology, mm-hmm. like the first few episodes, y'all probably watched like this was completely different quality because we had hired someone to edit and do all those things. But after that, I took over doing the editing for us, and we had recorded some other episodes. Like initially our testimony videos were recorded in person, and then mm-hmm. the mics weren't really working for those. Even this episode was recorded in person, and then the mics weren't really working for this. Yep. So I was like, they have to be flexible. I've learned the importance of like, okay, if that didn't work out that time, one, what did I learn from that? How can I do better? But also, like, obviously, maybe there's something else that God wanted to be said in this podcast. It could be better to re-record for whatever reason. And I think that is true, even though one of my favorite episodes is your testimony video, Britt. And that was something that you were like, oh, I don't think I shared as much about my history, my story in that re-record, but I think it was still so profound. Like whatever, the God was laying like gems on you, girl. Like it was Amen. Ministering to me. And so I think even though it wasn't that, the original take, I think it was such a powerful episode in that I'm glad that we got to do that re-record for it. And I think our energy, our vibe, one of my favorite episodes too, is when we did my testimony video, not because it's my testimony, guys, but because I think it was one of the first times while we were virtual that I felt like we were getting the chemistry down and we were understanding, like we just had fun. Like we were just laughing, mm-hmm. having a good old time. That's one of my favorite things about just making Britt laugh on this podcast, where she throws her head back. I'm like, yeah, this is good stuff. If you just listen, you don't see her head throwing back and laughing. But I think I'm just going to make a clip of all the times you're just laughing because I think it's so funny.
God, please don't.
It would be great. So you're learning a lot of flexibility, learning that perfection. I mean, I'm a perfectionist. So like once I learned that there was like a glitch in the last episode, I'm like, I want to take it down. I want to edit it. I want to do it again. And it's like sometimes like I said it in like 2 weeks ago, like, don't be so caught up in being perfect that you don't start. And if you want to become an expert, you have to start somewhere. And so I think that has been like a highlight through this podcast, is just one, taking this vision that God gave me and getting to share it with the listeners, with you, but then also like learning to not be so perfectionistic that I don't grow at all because I'm scared of taking a step forward and not getting it right mm-hmm. that first time. And it's mm-hmm. been so fun just coming and sharing what God has laid on our hearts, getting to hear what our guests have had to share. So I really enjoyed that. And I shared a little bit about a couple of my favorite episodes. Britt, what were some of your favorite episodes?
It's hard to pick a favorite. It really is. I liked all of them. And I can probably tell you a favorite moment in all of those videos. Yeah. I mean, we were joking prior to the recording of this episode that we've had a couple friends on the podcast that really, they said yes because we're friends. You know, and I won't name any names, but like we've had a couple guests on the podcast that they only said yes because we asked, we kind of begged on the side. And that was out of the kindness of their heart. And we were able to have real authentic conversations. And I appreciate that. I appreciate their willingness to step into what God is doing, even though they're not really like, this is not my place. It's not my platform, and engage in that way. And so it's really hard for me to pick a favorite. It really is. Maybe the first episode, because we were together and y'all, we did that in one take. I think they were surprised. Yeah. We did that. I said, okay. And when I look back on that episode, I said, who was that girl? Who's that girl? We don't know. Na, I don't know who na, she is. Na, na, but... So yeah, it was, all the episodes have been great. And so it's very hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah. She over here still looking. Guys, this is not like awkward boss. She was like, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Right, I'm trying, but I can't. I can't pick a favorite. Yeah, I can't pick a favorite.
Yeah. What is maybe a topic that we've talked about that you feel like you're still wrestling with?
Well, I feel like in almost every episode, there were moments where we spoke on waiting in some form or fashion. And I think that's true of anybody that's listening to this podcast, that we always are finding ourselves in seasons of waiting in different areas of our lives, right? And whether that's, you know, in when we're in transition or we're out of transition, or we are asking God for like healing or whatever it is, right? You can fill in the blank. I feel like we've talked about waiting a lot in this season. And what I love about that is that we have used scripture to talk about waiting. And we've also talked about personal stories in our own lives and in the lives of our friends. And I hope that for those who have been listening, who've been following along on the journey, that they have felt a little less alone, that they have felt a little bit more encouraged, a lot more hopeful. And I do hope that even for myself, as I go back and probably listen to episodes again, that it reminds me of the hope of the gospel and the hope that we have in Christ, that God is faithful and that God is good. And so I'm really expectant for what God is going to do, not just in my life, but in all the people that were a part of the podcast and even those that are listening. I think that when we put it out in the open of the areas in which we are waiting and expecting God to move, it just gives God a platform to be able to show up and show out. And so we have an opportunity to give a testimony of like, listen, this was where I was, okay? This is where I was, but look at where I am now. And so I'm really, really expectant for what God is going to do over the next, who knows, in some of the areas of my life where I've been waiting on God.
Yeah. I would say for me, I think the spiritual appetite episode is still, it wasn't that long ago, so it's still sitting with me, but I think something we've talked about.
Really?
A lot, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that one's sitting with me just because I want to be mindful in these next few months, especially as we're closing out the year, thinking mm-hmm. about what I'm feeding myself, because I think that fuels you. And mm-hmm. Doing a podcast, like you can't get on this podcast. And I mean, you could get on this podcast and just talk and just say whatever. But I think people do. But I think like I really want to make sure I'm pouring from a full cup. And so these last few years have really helped me, or not even the last few years, but my life experiences have helped me to come on this this show and be able to say the different things I've shared with confidence. But I feel like there's so much more. And I'm excited to take these next few months, even though like, we're not going to totally disappear, guys. Like, we'll still be around a little bit. But I want to take these next few months to challenge myself to do the very things that I'm telling you to do. So something, Britt, you had talked about and you've been very serious about in doing this podcast is that I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be someone who's living what I'm saying on these different episodes that we're doing. And I believe you are. And I also want to join in on that. And so like, I want to make sure that what I'm feeding myself fills my cup so that not just so I can get on the podcast and have things, great things to talk about, but because God can continuously transform you. And just as you can go forward in your relationship with God, you can always go backwards too. And so I want to make sure, I want to make sure that I'm actually like growing, and growth looks different. Sometimes growth is actually going backwards and relearning some things. And I've had moments, like, I don't know if you've had moments too, where you feel like in certain seasons in your relationship with the Lord, you were like on fire for the Lord. Everything was just like amazing. And then there's times where it's like, I don't have like the highs, the spiritual highs that I once had, but I have the steadiness and consistency of just knowing God's there. So I'm excited to just fill my cup with the right things. And I think that's the spiritual appetite is like sitting with me, especially as I think about music, social media, all the time that those things take. I really try my best every week to take a day where I'm off social media. It is so hard. It's so hard. And then it's just interesting to look at, you know, how much time we spend on that. And so I really, want to fill my cup with some different things. I really admire, so you guys know I'm at home. One thing I love about my mom is that she's so committed to spending her time with the Lord every morning. It doesn't matter if we're on vacation. I've seen it my whole life. Vacation, it doesn't matter. She has to wake up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, she's on somebody's prayer call every Sunday at like 5:30 in the morning, something like that. But she gets up every morning and spends time with the Lord without fail. Like, I don't even know if there's a time that she has missed a day of doing that, probably in the last couple of decades. Like, she's so consistent. And I just think about, what would that look like if I also put that time in? Like, that is one of the traits I want to like take from my mom, is her discipline in spending time with the Lord. And I think something we shared is like, sometimes discipline means you may not actually want to do those things. I'm praying that those disciplines turn into joy. And I think sometimes it's easy to run away from discipline or spending time with the Lord or those different things because, you know, sometimes it's, you feel like you have to get yourself together, make yourself perfect before you can come before God. And so I think that is something that when we went to your church in Texas, they were talking a lot about, and I really appreciated getting kind of grounded in that again, that I can come before God in my imperfection. I don't have to go figure things out on my own to then come have a relationship with God. And it is foolish to think that Jesus died so then I can go clean myself up. Like, you know, he's like, I literally died so you could come in your imperfect state, and I will take care of the rest. And it's kind of like the metaphor of the house that's not clean. You want to like close all the doors and be like, you can come into the clean side, Lord. But there's a guy's like, just go ahead and open up all those doors. And like, I think that was very freeing. When you came to visit me in April, I said, girl, this is my junk room. The door is open. I'm not cleaning this up for you because we real friends. You're going to see.
Right.
You're going to see the real stuff. And like, that takes your relationship to a different place when you allow people or allow God in to see the broken parts and allow him to heal. I think one thing I used to say is that like, what we conceal, God will reveal. What we reveal, God will conceal. And like, not like conceal as in hide, but like, he will heal it. He will bring comfort to that area. So I don't know what all those things look like. I think if I'm being really raw and vulnerable, like, ooh, has I been on those dating apps, girl? It was taking a lot out of me. So I'm also ready to get like my cup filled back in a different way from all of that. And I think, and for the most part, like, I feel like over my life, dating has been like a struggle. Not that I haven't been holy necessarily in dating. Well, I've had moments of not being holy in dating. Let's be honest. But like, I feel like, but I think dealing with like the spirit of rejection, all these different things. I think maybe that's also why I'm feeling like the dating episode, I was like fighting for my life, even in the editing. I was like, I've been fighting my life in real life and fighting in the dating and in the editing. But I'm like, I like how you talked about waiting, and that has been a lot. We're waiting more than just in dating, waiting for the right career, right purpose, stuff to align, all different types of things. And no matter in what season you're in, you're always going to be like waiting for something. Mm-hmm. I've heard a pastor share, like, he kept saying, like, when I get this platform, I'll be happy. When I get this thing, then I'll be happy. And he said every time he got to the next spot, he was always wanting to be to the next spot, you know? So it's like the next thing. And so like, there's always going to be waiting and anticipation. I think also the joy is finding contentment where you are. You talked about that in the dating podcast, finding contentment in singleness, growing where you are, being present where you are. And so right now we are present on our riverside. We're present with our technical difficulties. We're present in our financial situation. We're present in all the different things, and we're allowing God to move in those areas, speak to us and be with us and for us. And not, I want to bring him close as I navigate these things, allow him to keep chiseling me because he's been doing his thing. He's chiseling away. So yeah, that's a lot. I said a lot of words. I don't know what's happening. No, just words are flowing today.
I love it though. No, you're ministering to yourself. You're ministering to me. And I love that you brought up spiritual appetites, although I'm surprised that that was like an episode that's still kind of been on your mind and swirling in your thoughts. Because I said in that episode that my social media usage had been out of bounds. And so likewise, taking a break from social media in November, December, really to draw close to the Lord just to draw close to the Lord. I think about when we first started the podcast, we talked about our theme scripture, and I would love to read it. It's 1 Peter 1:13-16. It says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" And so what is unique about this scripture, in, you know, Peter is talking to a church that's being persecuted severely, and thankfully we're not experiencing that here, you know, in America, in that way. But I love how he starts off verse 13 by saying, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." And so he calls us to do something. Like, there's a level of preparation that we need to take, to make sure that we are vigilant against the attacks, against the things that are coming in our lives. And I, as I think about waiting, it says, "Fix your hope completely on the grace we brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Peter is admonishing believers to look to Christ, to look to Jesus. And it's so easy in our American culture to be numb to the world, to become lazy in our pursuit of him, and to just not be pursuing him at all. Like, I think we think that if we're not moving towards Christ, we're standing still, but no, we're going backwards, to your point. And so for me, I'm like, I need to be being sober. I need to be vigilant. And a part of that is removing some distractions in my life to remind my flesh that I'm not catering to you. Like, we're not going to find our joy in scrolling and television and all that kind of stuff. We're going to find our contentment in sitting with the Lord and reading his word in prayer and in building relationships. Like, I think about the relationships that God has brought in my life and being able to invest in them as we're going into the end of this year. And after the end of the year, my birthday comes up. So it's always like a reflective time for me. And so I want to end this year in a place of reflection. I want to end this year in a place of really walking in gratitude and in intentionality in my walk with the Lord. And so I don't know what God wants to speak to me, but I want my ears and my eyes to be open to what he is doing in my life. And I want to have clarity. I want to have clarity for future decisions and future ideas. I can't wait until it's time to make a decision and then be scourging the word of God, trying to find an answer. No, I'm like, I need to be so in tune with the Lord that when those decisions come, I know what to do. I know how to act. And so I'm really excited about taking a break, which probably sounds bad, but I am. I feel like these last 6 months have been full of transition, full of change, full of building relationships, building new things. And so I feel like now I need a kind of woosah. I need a woosah moment before the end of the year, you know?
Yeah. So looking ahead to season two, do you have any hopes and dreams for season two?
Right now, no. I want to get clarity from the Lord of what it looks like in the next year. And honestly, I feel like I can't even see beyond November 14th, which is when I have something, an event for work. Yeah. I can't see beyond that date. And so in my mind, I am trying to be very present and conscious about the things that God has placed in my hands to have stewardship over right now. And it's hard to think about, okay, what will happen in the new year? What will happen in season two of this podcast? What will my role be? Will I be co-hosting? Will I be more involved? How will I be involved? Like, Zari glanced over it before and y'all may have thought she was joking, but y'all, all I have done is shown up and recorded these episodes. Okay. Zari has been creating the videos, the reels, the graphics, the images, editing the podcast, helping me navigate technology because I'm a grandma as well with this technology, trying to figure it out. She has been holding it down. And so if she hadn't been, y'all wouldn't have nothing. If this was up to me, listen, we wouldn't be here. Okay. So she gives me a lot of credit with my presence, motivating her to really dive into this podcast, but she has really carried this. And so as I think about what next year looks like, I really have to seek the Lord about what that is, especially since this is totally out of my comfort zone. And so I want to be intentional about the things God has given me stewardship over. And there's a lot of good things that we could be doing, but is it what God has called us to do right now? Right. And so we all should check that in our lives, you know, just because it sounds like a good thing. Is it a God thing? And I'm preaching to my own self. Okay. Preaching to my own self.
Yeah. I think some hopes and dreams I have for next season. I already have some ideas of some people I would like to invite on. Yeah. I would like to get some more male voices present. So men, if you're listening, we haven't forgot about you. We know we got you. I have some people in mind. It may be you if you're listening. You never know. You might get a call like, hey, it's your time to shine. Okay. But I have some really good friends who have been out preaching and who have gotten married recently, who are doing the music thing, who are practicing Sabbath and like just a lot of things. I really want to talk about Sabbath next season more in depth and have some really cool people in mind for that too. So I do have some hopes and dreams for what next season will look like. And I'm very excited for the different voices that we can bring into this space because Seek Holy isn't really, it's not just about me and Britt. And my hope is that it would never be just about what me and Britt can say. We have been surrounded by amazing people who fill our cup and we want to share those voices with you and also invite other people to share what God has placed on their hearts because, you know, like that's the beauty about the body of Christ. Like we all have different bits and pieces of God's character, his heart, like different things that we bring to the table, different perspectives, lived experiences. And so Seek Holy is truly a movement, not just like a podcast title. It's action. It's actually, we want to seek after God. And so I'm excited Amen. For more ways how we can incorporate that into season two. And just continue to be authentic, real, share with you guys the areas we're growing, the wins, the losses. So those are kind of my hopes and dreams as we close out season one. And I just can't believe we got it done. Like, I can't believe we just started.
Hey. So
if you're listening and there is something that God has laid on your heart, because this was truly like a shower thought. Like, I was like, Seek Holy, wow, you know? And it came after a time of, you know, choosing to leave the sorority and all the different things and what God was teaching me through that. If there's something that God has put on your heart, I pray that in these coming months, in this upcoming year, that you would begin to walk in boldness and trust that it's okay to start. And I pray that just as God sent me Britt to help to build and bring this thing to life, that God would send you someone who is just as passionate and supportive and can hold you accountable as you are obedient to him too. And so with that, I think that is a great place to bring this episode to a close, bring our season to a close. And because Brittany is so gifted in prayer, which y'all have gotten to experience, I would just ask Brittany to close us in prayer one last time for this season.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for 12 incredible episodes. We thank you for the years, the love, the mercy, the grace that you have bestowed on us over decades of our lives that have led us to this point, that has led us to this opportunity to be able to showcase your glory through this podcast, Lord. We thank you for those who have been listening to this podcast, those who've been watching online. Lord, we thank you for their willingness to be engaged, to desire to support us in this way. But ultimately, Lord, we pray that they've been encouraged, that they have been that you've been edified, Lord, through our conversation, through the topics that we've had, through the guests that we've had. And as we come to a close of this season, Lord, we know that you are just beginning in the work that you are doing in our lives, in this podcast, in the lives of those that are listening. And your word says that he who began a good thing is faithful to complete it. And so, Lord, we know that you are always at work, even when we can't see it. And so we ask that you continue to move, that you continue to bestow your grace and your favor on this podcast, on the listeners. And may we all be more encouraged, more hope-filled. May we all stay sober and vigilant as we go into the holiday season when it's easy to get distracted and get worked up about so many different things. Lord, may our eyes stay fixed on you. May we look to you, the author of our hope. And in looking to you, Lord, may we find rest and peace for our souls. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for what you're doing through Seek Holy. Thank you for Zari. Thank you for the opportunity to walk alongside her for this podcast, Lord. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It is due your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in all season. We are so appreciative. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Love ya.